Dr. Sabing, taking an office note on patient Michael Driscoll, D-R-I-S-K-E-L-L, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Date of birth is 3/19/1951. Date of service 10/10/2024 period. The patient is 73-year-old gentleman presenting to my office to be assessed with me as his doctor, referred by Dr. Asham. His past medical history includes the following: 1, coronary artery disease, diagnosed with a MI in August 2024 and received a stent placement by Dr. Sheth at Methodist Hospital. Next, chronic leg edema. Next, congestive heart failure ejection fraction 42% from August 2024. Next, history of hematuria in 2022 and has BPH, following by Dr. Flores Sandoval, period. Past surgical history includes right ankle fracture repair, allergies, non-drug allergies. Social history: patient is married with 3 kids, no smoking. He does drink 10 drinks per week, no drug use. He works in quality management. Family history: father died from colon cancer. Also, he had, was alcoholic and had prostate cancer. Mother died with Alzheimer's disease. Also, father had COPD. One brother died from complication of alcohol abuse. Another brother died from complication of drug abuse. Period, paragraph. Video systems reveals no headache. She does have nighttime snoring positive and increased daytime tiredness. No chest pain reported. Occasional shortness of breath, especially if he doesn't take his diuretics. No nausea and vomiting. No abdominal pain. He has regular bowel movements. No melena. Occasional straining upon urination, nocturia 2 to 3 times at night. He does have incomplete bladder emptying at times. Leg swelling positive. All other systems are reviewed and are negative. Period, paragraph. Current medications include the following: aspirin, atorvastatin, Jardiance, metoprolol, Relenta, and torsemide. On physical exam, his weight is 214.8, blood pressure 119 over 62, heart rate 62, temperature is 98.1, oxygen saturation 97% on room air, general appearance and non-acute distress, HNT, pupils around the active light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no durable means extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no red paragraph. Neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds are regular in rhythm, no malsonus 2, no emergency, no friction of heart, lungs active, to auscultation, no crackles or reserved abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guarding rebound or rigidity extremities, there is 2 to 3 plus feeding in the lower extremities, more so on the right lower extremity compared to the left. Period, paragraph. Neuro exam is non-focal. Assessment and plan: 1, coronary artery disease, that's post MI, and 1, stent placement following with cardiology. Next, congestive heart failure with leg edema, continued torsemide. We'll check his electrolytes. Next, obesity, patient was advised to lose weight. Next, possible obstructive sleep apnea. As he has nighttime snoring and increased daytime sleepiness and tiredness, we are going to check a home sleep study. Next, hematuria history with urology workup done 2 years ago. No imaging was done to the kidneys. We're going to check a renal ultrasound. Also, because of the obstruction and BPH, we're going to check a bladder ultrasound with post-void residuals, period. Paragraph. Patient is going to see him back in around 1 month with labs for further recommendations. End of report. Thanks.